You're welcome back to Morning Ireland. It's 7 minutes to eight. Petula Martin joins us again with this morning's business news. Morning, Petula.
Thanks, Rachel. Elon Musk sent an email to Twitter employees yesterday to say remote work would no longer be allowed and that they would be expected in the office for at least 40 hours per week. Here, a new law aimed at giving employees the right to request remote work is to be included in the Work-Life Balance Bill, which is expected to be delivered by the end of the year. Shifra Rush is partner at employment law firm Lewis Silken Ireland, and she joins us. Good morning.
Hi there, good morning.
Amending the Work-Life Balance Bill rather than introducing new legislation, it makes sense and it speeds things up. People will be able to request to work remotely by the end of the year. But so many people have already been told to come back to the workplace. Is this new law too late for them?
Not necessarily. I think that, you know, since we were thrown into remote work 2.5 years ago, and obviously we've come out of that, but some employers are still, I suppose, struggling with the type of flexible work and hybrid working arrangements. So it's good to, I suppose, put a formal structure on that. And certainly it's welcome that rather than two separate departments dealing with flexible work and remote work and two pieces of legislation, that it does come under one piece of legislation.
Employers will now be required to have regard to the code of practice when considering requests. What's included in the code of practice?
We don't know yet. We haven't seen it. And you know, while the government has committed to issuing a draft by the end of the year, it will be interesting to see whether, in fact, it's made law by the end of the year. Because, you know, you'll be aware, for instance, that the Gender Pay Gap Act was passed in 2021 but didn't come operational for a full year. There was heavy criticism of the draft scheme of the Right to Request Remote Work Bill because of these 13 reasons as to why an employer could say no. So that is going to be replaced with a code of practice. Employers will be required to have regard to that, and it does include a statement that the employer will be obliged to consider their own needs and the needs of employees. So that's very much a watch this space.
There was criticism of the Right to Request Remote Working Bill, that it was stacked in favour of the employer when it came to grounds for refusal and grounds for appeal. On what grounds can an employer refuse an employee's request to work remotely?
Well, it's difficult to envisage the code of practice not including some of the reasons that were in the draft scheme of the original bill. You know, like there were reasons like the nature of the work, an inability to reorganise the work, you know, if it was having a negative impact on the quality of the work. So I suspect that we may see something akin to some of those reasons, but I suppose that the specific statement that the employer will be obliged to consider their own needs plus the needs of employees gives greater strength, I think, or greater comfort certainly to employees that their own needs will be or should be taken into account by an employer.
If an employee worked remotely throughout the pandemic and their employer turns down their request to work remotely now, even if it's just for 2 days a week, is that good enough grounds for the employee to appeal the decision?
It will be very fact specific, Petula. I mean, I think that, yeah, I agree with you. You know, everybody was thrown into remote work. But, I did say previously that while employees may have felt that they were working adequately and performing well while working remotely, that may not have been the perception of the employer, but they may not have been able to do anything about it because they couldn't get employees back into the office because of public health requirements. It's a very different landscape now. I think that helpfully, and one of the largest criticisms of the scheme of the bill was that there was no, it wasn't envisaged that employees would be able to go to the WRC where an employee had actually refused a request. It was only that if an employer ignored a request. So I suspect that the code of practice will include a right that if an employee is refused, they will be able to go to the WRC. Now, it's a big ask that, you know, an adjudication officer stands in the employer's shoes and has that in-depth knowledge of the business to be able to say whether the refusal is reasonable or not. But I think it's helpful to include that objective adjudication. But it will be very fact-specific, and it'll depend on the business and the employee circumstances.
It'll be an interesting one. So the right to request remote working coming into effect by the end of this year. Shifra Rush, partner at employment law firm Lewis Silken Ireland. Thank you very much for joining us on the programme this morning. More business news at 8:30.